You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Welcome to Group Travel Radio. I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delaman.
Today is Monday, April 15th. Join us as we take a look at what is going on in the group travel world during this weekly update. Group Travel Radio is produced by Group Travel Odyssey, flexible cloud-based software and service to manage group travel seamlessly. Let's kick it off with some hotel news. The Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission are taking a closer look at examples of algorithmic price fixing that may be in violation of antitrust laws. Both agencies have recently filed statements of interest in court cases, highlighting the possibility that algorithms could enable price fixing among rivals without direct communication.
Universal has revealed what the interiors of its newest hotels, the Terra Nova and Stella Nova, will look like when they open in early 2025. When the Stella Nova Hotel opens on January 21st, 2025, visitors will be enveloped in a cosmic motif that reflects the immensity of the universe through tranquil purples and teals. Opening on February 25th, 2025, the Terra Nova invites visitors to explore uncharted planets through an amazing experience with vibrant greens and golds from Earth. The hotels, which will be located near Universal's Epic Universe theme park, will add 1,500 guest rooms to Universal Orlando's portfolio.
Heading to the seas, 8 new ships will be ordered by Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, which represents a major expansion and the largest ship order in the company's history. The new ships will be split across the company's 3 brands and delivered over a 10-year period, from 2026 to 2036. Norwegian also intends to build a new multi-ship dock at Great Stirrup Cay in the Caribbean in order to handle the extra capacity and improve the visitor experience.
With 3 of its ships positioned in the path of the upcoming eclipse in 2026, Cunard Line is providing a unique opportunity to see a solar eclipse from sea. Guests will be able to view the eclipse on August 12, 2026, aboard the Queen Mary II, Queen Victoria, and the new Queen Anne. The itineraries for these cruises are already available for booking.
Heading to the sky, United Airlines is looking to enhance the experience for its passengers by creating a new class of seating called Premium Economy, which is designated to provide a more luxurious experience within the current business class. Suites with doors, push-button champagne service, and other upscale features like priority dining at Polaris lounges and private check-in are all planned for the Premium Economy class.
For those of us who love to travel and love our dogs, the world's first airline created only for dogs, Bark Air, is poised to transform pet travel when it launches in May 2024. Bark promises that dogs will truly be the VIPs and treated to positively luxurious curated experiences. Reservations for Bark open today, and flights will begin on May 23rd.
Iran's recent engagement in the Gulf crisis has impacted travel as the U.S. issued a travel alert to Israel in response to a missile and drone attack on the country. Travelers are encouraged to check in with their airlines for updates, since flight schedules to and from Tel Aviv were affected by the temporary closure of Tehran's main airport. Airlines including El Al, Wizz Air, Air France, Iberia, and Air India have experienced delays and cancellations as a result of the crisis, underscoring the wider effects of regional tensions on international travel.
And finally, if you've completely forgotten or just mentally blocked it out, here's a friendly reminder that it's tax day in the USA. April 15th is the deadline for filing your state and federal income tax returns, so make sure to get it done.
Please don't forget to follow Group Travel Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for tuning in today.